8:35 on Connect FM, and it is time for today's Campus Connection on Connect FM. This is a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Dubois campus and all it has to offer. And today, we are talking with Brad Leshinsky. Brad is the program director of the North Central Pennsylvania Launch Box, and he teaches in the business administration program at Penn State Dubois. Brad, thanks so much for being here today on Campus Connection on Connect FM.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Now, to start things off, Brad, would you please introduce yourself? I know you've been on a couple of contact programs here on Connect FM in the past, but some folks may have missed out on those. So give us a brief personal history.
Sure. Again, I'm the director of the North Central PA Launch Box, powered by Penn State Dubois, as well as a faculty of business on the campus. I received my undergraduate degree from Colorado State University, actually in sociology, criminology, and my master's of professional studies at Penn State University, and it is in community and economic development. I spent the first 14 years of my career in the social service system, working with juvenile delinquents, recognized that it was time for a change, went back, got my master's degree, worked 6 years for Jefferson County government as the director of economic development, as well as the director of the Jefferson County Development Council. We did a lot of nice programs over the 6 years or projects in Jefferson County. I came to Penn State in 2018, and it's been, you know, great to work at Penn State, a great experience, and really helping to make some change.
Great. Now, we've heard about the North Central PA Launch Box in the years that have gone by. Of course, it was located downtown here for a while, but give us more information about that North Central PA Launch Box. It might be the first time some people have heard about it. What is that and how does it operate?
Sure. It's a program that was established roughly about 8 years ago by President Eric Barron from Penn State University as a way to really drive entrepreneurship and innovation within communities. Our launch box, our mission is threefold: to work with innovators and entrepreneurs, support manufacturing competitiveness, and also help to grow and attract a talented workforce here in the region. Our program is regional in nature. It covers 7 counties, the traditional North Central region, which is Clearfield, Elk, Cameron, Potter, and McKean, as well as Clarion. We work with startups. We work with existing businesses. We do a lot of work with school districts, as well as really trying to train that labor force, not from a traditional vocational standpoint, but really from an innovative vocational standpoint. So we are working with technology, whether it's AI, cybersecurity, robotics, automation, additive manufacturing. You know, we have multiple labs on the campus that we have been able to build out as a result of state and federal grant funding. So it's a really a way to help drive economic value into the region and really support the companies that are currently here.
That's interesting and so important that we have that here in Dubois. Brad, remind us how long you've been directing the LaunchBox program and kind of give us an idea of some of the results that you've seen delivered by Penn State Dubois students.
Sure, absolutely. So I've been with Penn State Dubois for 6 years. It basically started as a work plan, taking that work plan and further developing it into a functioning program to where our funding is through Invent Penn State, which we have an endowment through at $1.2 million, and a lot of community support. We're also funded through a line item in the state budget, as well as we have received 6 grants to date over the last 6 years. Currently, overall, we've worked with over 15,000 different clients throughout that 6 year period, as well as 30 startups. Several of those are student-based startups, as well as also working with students in the classroom, whether it's providing entrepreneurial programming 3D printing support, vinyl support. Mm-hmm. If they are doing posters or banners and so forth in their classroom projects, as well as also supporting them in different ways, their clubs and affiliations and so forth with on campus. So it's really helping to cut the cost that a normal student may need to go to Staples and purchase materials,
sure,
have printing needs done. With our labs on campus, we're able to provide that all in-house.
Wow. Fantastic. Today on Campus Connection, we're talking with Brad Leshinsky. Brad is the program director of the North Central PA Launch Box that he's been giving us details about. He also teaches in the Business Administration program at Penn State Dubois. Brad, the business world and fields of technology, which you're closely involved with there in the Launch Box, everything's constantly changing, and that's the one consistent. So how are you able to stay on the cutting edge there at the Launch Box and at Penn State Dubois in general?
Sure. So through the Launch Box, we work with an entrepreneur through various phases. Startup, we can assist with idea creation, with customer discovery, with business plan development, and we have a huge, enormous of outside resources, whether it be the Penn West SBDC, the Northwest IRC. I know those are all acronyms, but they stand for companies that do really good things in economic development. They actually work out of Penn State Dubois. We have a great network. We're constantly evolving, looking at different technologies, different levels of financing and so forth that are constantly changing. The technologies that we're really focused on are ones that traditionally really help to promote the manufacturing industry. Additive manufacturing is a relatively new concept. Versus subtractive manufacturing, which is more traditional. We also have artificial intelligence and cybersecurity, as well as automation. I often talk to students in the classroom about automation. We're seeing it everywhere, from Walmart to fast food to the manufacturing sector. You know, we have a shortage of labor force here in the area. We have population decline. And the ways that our companies are going to help become more efficient and so forth is really upskilling the individual to be able to program robots and understand different technologies and work automation cells, therefore making these companies more efficient and effective for the future.
Right. Well, Brad, other than directing the Launch Box, you also have an opportunity to be an instructor in the Business Administration academic program at Penn State Dubois. What do you find to be the most rewarding part of that responsibility?
A couple of things. One is I teach in the entrepreneurship minor, which is relatively new to the campus. I've been able to design that program and work with over 20 different students that have an interest in becoming a future entrepreneur, and I find it extremely rewarding seeing their different ideas and their thought processes and that interest at such a young age to really create something for themselves. You know, whether they realize it or not, they're either going to become an entrepreneur or they are going to go out into the labor force and work for one. What I find highly interesting is working with students not only from a theory standpoint, but also from a practical experience standpoint, because oftentimes I believe students enjoy that mixture of both so that they can really take a look at the theory and then apply it to a practical situation to where it makes sense to them.
Yeah.
And so really seeing a student kind of move forward in their path through a business administration, understanding the ins and outs of business concepts and entrepreneurship and so forth is really satisfying to me.
Great. And I have a feeling we're going to, in the weeks and months ahead here on Campus Connection, we're going to hear more about the Launch Box and some of the achievements there and kind of get more specifically into that. But for now, I want to thank you, Brad, for spending some time with us today on this edition of Campus Connection. And we look forward to hearing so much more about Penn State Dubois in the weeks and months ahead. This has been Campus Connection on Connect FM.